Researchers in Kodiak routinely survey the archipelago's marine mammal population. Migrations of whales and populations of harbor seals help biologists track the health of the ecosystems, which are indicators for things like climate change and other phenomena. KMXT's Jacob Resnick rode along on a recent aerial survey and has this report.
Check where we are.
We strap into a de Havilland float plane at Trident Basin off Near Island. Researcher Kate Wynn, a marine mammal specialist for Alaska Sea Grant's Marine Advisory Program, sketches out the afternoon's course.
Today, this one here, once we get here, we make a beeline down to Geetic Island. And then we'll do a survey of harbor seals all the way around the island.
Pilot Dean Andrew pushes the throttle forward.
Okay, guys, here we go.
In seconds, we're aloft. It's a clear and sunny day with excellent visibility as we move south, running along Chiniak Bay. At Kaluta Bay, we cut across toward Old Harbor and south to the Trinity Islands. Cruising at about 1,000 feet above the water, I've been tasked to keep a lookout on the right side.
Wait, what am I looking for?
Little puffs of vapor. Sometimes they're breaching whales, they're pretty handy. And if you look straight down when you get towards Ugak Bay, sometimes you can see a big cloud, brownish cloud in the water, which is a mud trail from feeding gray whales. You may never see the whale, so tell us if you see those too.
Wynn says that February is a slow time for whale sightings, but it's important to see how many are wintering around Kodiak before they migrate out of the area.
This would be sort of right between the migrations. The southbound migrators probably finish migrating in early January, and then the northbound guys will start coming back up end of March. And we're able to photo ID them, which we've been working on, and matching our photos with other folks, so they don't stay here permanently, but they have been, some of, I think we matched maybe 16 by now, with some that have been seen off San Juan Islands and off BC.
It's in the Sitkalitik Straits where we sight our first whale.
You see his long fluke, the front flippers hanging down, they're really long. Yeah, that's a pretty small guy. They're just a little over 1,000 feet, but you can see his white flippers.
What species is that?
Humpback. They're the only ones with those really long flippers. And he's just lollygagging, man. He's hardly moving. Yay, we're not skunked.
This lone male humpback is the only sighting that day. That's not all researchers are looking for today. The archipelago is critical habitat for harbor seals and other marine mammals. Many of these species have been in decline for years. We buzz along the shoreline of Tagetik Island. This area is indicative of the plight of harbor seals in the Gulf of Alaska.
In the early 1960s, there used to be 20,000 harbor seals on this island.
About how many do we have now?
About 2,000.
Any idea why that is?
Not exactly. That's part of the big mystery. Sort of about the same time that stellar sea lions declined, the harbor seals were declining too in the 70s and 80s. And there was a seal harvest here on this island that was very pretty well sustained for a number of years until the early 70s, late 60s. But in the 70s and 80s, the population just kind of tanked. And we still don't know what the reason was for the sea lion and seal decline.
More than 3 hours in the air, we've only seen a single whale, but it's time to head back.
Yeah, this is really our slowest time of year for whales, no doubt about it. Get home, see if we run over one on the way back.
Okay.
Despite the lack of whale sightings, the seal data will be useful to state biologists, and the research is continuing. Around Kodiak Island, I'm Jacob Resnick.